Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Don Satterwhite from Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street here in Sedalia. We meet at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sundays for worship, and then on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. we have prayer meeting and youth and children's activities, meetings. We'd love to have your family come and join us. This week we're talking about starting over, starting something new. And I want to read a familiar passage of Scripture today and then make some important, I think, comments about this particular passage. In the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, the wisest man who ever lived, Solomon, wrote these somewhat iconic words when he wrote, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." I want to focus especially today on a time to live and a time to die. Being a pastor for now over 40 years, I've seen a lot of living and I've seen a lot of dying. Living, I'd prefer to dying any time. But sometimes, when we face death, it can become a celebration. In between Thanksgiving and Christmas, my dear sweet mother, who just turned 90 years old last year, went to sleep in her own home and woke up in heaven. When I received a phone call from my brother that my mother had graduated to heaven, I wasn't sure whether to laugh or cry. Yes, I'm going to miss my mother a great deal, but I've not seen too many people who live their lives for Jesus that longed for heaven as much as my mom did. So for her, it was a time to die. The Bible actually says that there's a time to die. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." But he says there's also a time to live. And I want to talk about that time to live for just a few minutes. I wonder, are you really living life and living it to the fullest? Now, I don't mean by that living it up, but I mean living it the way God intended for you to live it. Jesus said something very important in John chapter 10 and verse 10. Two parts of the verse. In the first part of the verse, he said the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief is the devil. The devil wants to steal your joy, steal your faith. He wants to kill your enthusiasm for God, your spirit for God. And he wants to destroy your testimony and your reputation. But Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Let me ask you today, do you have that kind of life? Do you have the kind of abundant life? First of all, when we say a time to be born, a time to live, and a time to die, a time to be born and a time to die, you need to make sure that you've been born again. You've got to be born into the family of God by faith in Christ Jesus. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the children of God, to those that believe, rely upon his name." Make sure you've been born into God's family. And then make a definite decision to live for him. At Calvary Baptist Church, we sing mostly hymns, and I love the old hymns of the faith. And one hymn that comes to mind when I think about this living for Jesus is a hymn titled "Living for Jesus." And it goes something like this: "Living for Jesus, a life that is true, trying to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My life shall be thy throne. My life I give, henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone." Would you determine in this year, new year of 2017, to say, "I'm going to live in such a way, because I've placed my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, I'm going to live every day and make it count for Jesus"? You see, I don't think you're really ready to die until you know that you're ready to live. Living for Jesus. Live your life for the glory of God, because God loves you and God wants you to make a difference in somebody else's life. To everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to live and a time to die. Live for Jesus, trusting in him alone as your only hope for heaven, and then you'll be ready to meet your Maker. This is Pastor Don Satterwhite from the Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street, here in Sedalia. Come see us at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. for worship on Sunday. God bless you. Don't live your life for yourself. Don't even live your life for others. Live your life for Jesus, and you'll be blessed. God bless you.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.